Hi. We're looking at 1 Peter chapter 4 again, and we're in verse 8 here. We talk about being sober-minded for the sake of our prayers in verse 7. Now we come to, it seems Peter's talking about service here and how our faith is into action. Let me read. Above all, keep loving one another earnestly, since love covers a multitude of sins.
Well, yes, you know, Peter here, I think, brings together two very important things for us to think about. I think it was the Lutheran commentator, C.H. Lenski, who spoke about this passage, wonderful comments about it in regard to recognizing that worshiping God rightly affects how we live. And so he understands that for the sake of your prayers, in the latter part there of verse 7, is directly related to what Peter says when he says, above all, keep loving one another earnestly. That our love one for another is only seen as we are rightly worshiping God.
Again, the perspective of it.
It's the perspective, that's right.
And we're talking about love covering a multitude of sins. Is this hiding it or sweeping it under the carpet kind of a covering? Or specifically covering? Where are we? What's it do?
I don't think it's sweeping it under the rug in any sort of way.
Yeah.
God doesn't sweep our sins under the rug, but he covers over our sins through the blood of Christ. That Christ is that atoning sacrifice for our sins, the scripture talks about it. And so God forgives us because of what Christ has accomplished and because of our faith in Christ. And I think Peter recognizing that and realizing that helps us to see that we are to be loving each other in the same manner in which Christ loved us. I think also there may be here in Peter's mind the perspective of the conversation that he had with Jesus after Jesus' resurrection. I can't help but think that wouldn't be forever imprinted on his mind. In John chapter 21, three times Jesus speaks to Peter and says to him, "Do you love me?" And he uses different words there for love in the original, but the idea is that he wants Peter to say that he loves him and that he is willing to feed his sheep and to tend his sheep and to care for his sheep. And no doubt, Peter has that in the back of his mind here.
Mm-hmm. It reminds me of a passage where Noah's two sons cover him.
That's right.
Out of their love for him, the other one wants to bring him shame.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.